The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the Atlanta Podcast. I am your host, Mappy Davis. It is part two of our DragonCon 2017 special. If you haven't heard it, it's not absolutely necessary, meaning if you missed some on part one, it's not a continuing story as much as it is a separate set of interviews, but I thought they were pretty darn good, so go ahead and listen to that last one if you'd like. Today's show, let me explain a little bit about what happened. So first of all, you got a bunch of just random people, like random con goers, which I knew I wanted to be part of it, and there's a little bit of that on this one as well. Part one was all that. And then I also thought there are a fair amount of celebrities somewhere in the A range down to somewhere in the G or H range of celebrities that appeared at this thing. And there's a very specific set of rules that was given to me by Dan, who has been on this program. It was an early episode, Dan Carroll, the head PR dude. And it's like, hey, if you want to interview these people, you got to do X, Y, and Z. And me being me, of course, I ignored all that and just thought, well, I can probably wing it because that's kind of how I do things. And it turns out, guess what? You can't. they're very specific about how and why they do those things. So I was not able to get a ton of people. I was able to get a few on Sunday, the slowest day, and find time in their schedule. And that worked out. And I'm super glad that I got those folks. Thank you so much to those that I get to talk to. But just to give you a heads up, next year, come next year's con, I am going to see the list and get my name down and see if I can get as many as possible for the podcast. So when we get to those people, I had them all introduce themselves. So you'll know who they are when we get to them. I think the only one whose name I didn't ask was Kevin Sorbo, who's the first one. But then he talks about the roles he's had on Hercules and Andromeda, and so you figure out that it's him. But the other folks, I honestly was not that familiar with, I'll be honest, because I'm not in that world. But I was able to talk to them and find out about them, and I think it makes for some good podcast content. So if you're a super sci-fi, Dragon Con-ish person, you'll know these folks, and if you're not, you'll learn about them. And I think all in that makes for a good episode. A reminder, as you may have heard on the previous episode or seen on the social channels, this show has been picked up, if you will, by Creative Loafing. Creative Loafing will be publishing these podcasts on their website and their podcast channels. So yes, you will need to download a new feed. You'll be getting details on all of that, but be looking for it. It's a huge deal for me. It's a huge deal for the show. We're going to get bigger names. We're going to get bigger dollars. We're going to get bigger everything. It's going to be awesome. So without further ado, let's jump in to part two, DragonCon 2017. Away we go. All right, so tell me your name.
Christine.
Doug.
Can you guys stand closer together so I can...
Sure.
There we go. And you're a married couple, I'm guessing?
Pretty close. Yeah. So here, steampunk, anything goes.
By West Virginia law.
By West Virginia law.
So can you tell me, what would you tell me that you're holding? This is an audio format, so I have to describe people what you're actually holding.
What I'm holding here is a Tesla ether-powered lightning rifle. We allow it to strike down here. It charges this tank and runs it out and runs through the AC-DC filters, comes out the end. And we just brutalize whoever we shoot.
And you, what do you have?
I have the cloud that goes with the thunder and the lightning.
Is that, how would you describe it?
Yeah. Yes.
Whoa! I was this legit shot with smoke.
Yes.
Can I ask what something like this would cost to put together?
This one here. When I told Zero Toys what I was going to do with it, they gave it to me for half price. And it's like $23. And a lot of stuff we already have. We've been coming to like our seventh con. Yeah. we've got more junk that we put together. And this slowly came out of a yard sales chandelier, a brass coat rack, a bunch of radio tubes that a antique radio shop gave me for free, and water gel bulbs with underwater lights in them.
I'm fascinated. So would you call it steampunk on a budget? That's what I would call it.
Yeah, it is. Steampunk is all about that. I think the true steampunkers are making their own stuff. Those guys over there are beautiful. That's store-bought.
Who are we talking about here?
There's some really beautiful ones over there, but it's all store-bought. And that wasn't about it. It's like if we had to transform now to power it on steam, this is what things would end up like.
So, but you're not. So you're not actually together?
Oh, yes, we are.
I'm just trying to get...
My heart in life.
We've lived together for 10 years, yes. Much to my mother's dismay.
Because she wants you to get married?
Yes.
And you're just not down with that?
No, we've been there. We've done that.
It does anything for you.
Did you have children already?
Each of us have separate, but together, like they're... Oops.
Right. How old are they?
My youngest is 20.
Okay. My youngest is 4. They're 10, 8, and 4. And they, I want to kill them about 50% of the time.
You will find the older they get, the more you want to spend time with them. That's when they leave.
Is that your experience as well, sir?
That's it.
I said I want to be with them like maybe about half the time, and she said as it gets older, it gets better, and then they leave you.
Yeah, and then they give you a letter and says, Dad, thank you for raising me the way you did.
You do get one of those? What if I die first?
I tell you, I made every trip to the principal, every trip to the emergency room, I made it all worth it.
Because, I mean, I'm really hoping that, you know, I get that, thanks, Dad, when you said this to me, I really learned stuff, and I thought, you know what, what if I just die first, and all I dealt with was cleaning shitty diapers?
Yeah. The kids added to your life. The person we came to, we didn't know why we were in it, so we brought the kids next year. They were in here 15 minutes, and our oldest daughter said, can I get in costume right now?
Dragon costume.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for talking to me.
It has been great. It's been great. Thank you.
I've been educated. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Tell me your name, where you're from.
I'm Rachel, and I'm from West Virginia.
Okay. And you are dressed as?
Simon Belmont from Castlevania.
This is probably one of the coolest outfits we've seen this weekend. I mean, a lot of... Yeah, you think I say that to everybody?
There's a lot of cool stuff here.
No, like those... The giant tree people? Did you see those guys?
I didn't, no.
What were they called? What were those people?
Like druids or something? Yeah.
They were...
Cool.
No, but this is like pretty on point, dude.
Thank you.
Is it expensive?
Oh, nah. I went pretty cheap with this project, actually. It was actually like... I've made so many costumes. This was a lot of like leftover stuff. I was able to throw it together.
So are you like what they call a professional?
Maybe. I do it professionally, yeah.
Do you have a big Instagram account?
A big one? I don't know, really, no. It's not that big.
Can people find you there? Can we tell them what that is?
For sure. It's Intraventus.
Intraventus. Okay.
I know, it's quite a mouthful.
And what do you... he's not filming, by the way. He's just taking pictures.
Okay.
It's an audio thing, which is why it's, you know, we have to describe... Like, how would you even... What would you even begin to say? What is this made?
It's mostly out of foam and a lot of rhinestones. Yeah.
But how would you... Like, what would you say... Like, this is... What would you even call this? I wanted to say cod piece, but that's not the right word.
Like a dress belt thing? I don't even know. Yeah, it's like... It covers the goodies. Thing.
But not much else.
But yeah, pretty much.
Right. So is that your like straight job to make stuff?
Yeah. I used to do it for other people, but now I make it for myself, and I do it for me. You know.
Because that's what's important is what's for me.
Exactly.
No, but you have to like make a living though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I used to do it for other people. Oh, I'm tangled up in you.
That's what she said.
But yeah, I do it strictly for myself now because I do modeling and all that as well.
So that's how you make a regular living?
I do.
Is
yeah.
Being a hot model?
Sure, if you want to call it that.
Right?
It is, yeah.
Okay, and you're in West Virginia?
West Virginia. I just moved there, yeah.
From?
I've been all up and down the East Coast. My hair in my mouth.
What has had you travel? Like, what have you been doing?
Oh, my husband's ex-military, so we've been everywhere, up and down.
Does he enjoy the con?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's right over there.
Okay. He just allows you to, like, just stand and...
Yeah. Yep. He enjoys his stuff just as much as I do.
He doesn't mind you being adored by thousands of random...
Never. He loves it. Yeah,
really?
He loves it, yeah. Yeah.
Does he dress up?
No, he's right there. He's usually, he takes a lot of photos for me.
He's just looking at his shoes.
Yeah, he doesn't give, he's whatever.
Is he super smart?
Is he super smart?
Is that not?
I would say yes just to be safe.
Is that not what attracted you to him?
His smartness?
Right.
No, he's a very confident guy, actually. That's
right. He must be a super confident guy.
Yeah.
Is that a friend of yours as well?
That's a friend of mine, yeah.
Okay. Can we bring the husband in here? And your friend, sure, why not? So I said, you know, you're clearly just going to be, like, admired, right? Yeah. First of all, she's not a horrible person to look at.
Yeah.
Right? And then in this particular outfit, clearly, and she's like, no, he loves it. So you're just like, this is just your bag?
Yeah, yeah. It works. She's wonderful. I mean, I love looking at her. People love looking at her. So it all works for me.
So you don't even bother getting up. You're about as dressed up as I am, which is shorts and a T-shirt.
Yeah, typically I don't. From time to time.
Me a lot. Sometimes I have, like, malfunctions or something needs fixing, and it's just easier for him to not be in a costume.
Yeah, it's easier for me if I don't have a costume. I can carry all the stuff and perform other tasks.
And what about friend here?
Well, as far as dressing up today, this is my lazy day.
No, I'm just wondering what your relation is to these people.
Oh, friend, yeah.
Friends. Yeah, we're friends.
You're all from West Virginia?
Yeah. I'm from West Virginia. We live in West Virginia. I'm from Baltimore. She's from Buffalo.
I'm from Florida.
And you just know each other from this world?
Yeah, from cosplay. Yeah.
Okay.
It got us together. We're best friends now.
What are you normally?
What am I normally?
Yeah, like when you're not being lazy, when you're dressed up as something.
Oh, anything. Like as what I dress up as?
Yeah. Literally anything. Just like what have you been this weekend?
This weekend I was actually a magical unicorn with her. We were unicorns. Yeah. And then I also was Victor from Yuri on Ice, so got some anime in there.
Okay.
And then what else did I do? Oh, and I did Lux, a Lux skin from League of Legends, so another video game. So kind of all over the
place. Pretty diverse.
Yeah.
And what's your regular life? What do you do in regular world?
I'm an access control technician.
Excuse me?
Access control technician.
Which means what?
Locked doors, magnetic locks, software that runs them, hardware.
What's the difference between that and low voltage?
Low voltage. It all is low voltage.
Because that's what a friend of mine did, and that's what he called it, and so that's what I was...
Yeah, it's the same thing. Same thing. It's all 12 volt, 24 volt.
That's what I was going to say. 24, 25, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Same deal. Same deal.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
This was... You guys are super interesting.
I appreciate it.
Not everybody is, believe it or not.
Oh, man.
Really?
Really?
I feel like I'm, like, bland as fuck.
You, well...
Compared to a lot of people at conventions, I mean, I think we're pretty boring.
I feel like, you know, we're here to, like, put on a show, like, aesthetically, but, like, I feel like everyone that comes up is always, like, and we're just, like, yeah, we're tired and boring. Like,
I feel like well, this costume hurts. When can I get out?
Yeah.
Dude!
Exactly.
Dude! Okay, so there's a woman. She's wearing, what would you describe that as, Rick? We should give Rick a quick shout-out. Rick's been my wrangler all day.
Which woman are you speaking of?
Except now he is dumbfounded. There's a woman wearing something. It's like this, right? And I go, is that painful at all? She's like, no.
Harley Quinn.
Like, I'm an asshole for saying, like, it looks like it's cutting off the circulation of your cleavage. Even though there's not, in fact, circulation going through your cleavage. But anyway, I was a big jerk.
Okay. I mean, I believe it. You'd be a big jerk.
But I would.
Yeah, I believe you'd be a big jerk to some random woman.
Hasn't my questioning been like super? I wouldn't say sweet, but like a nice.
No, you've been sweet. You've been asking very typical things. So
okay, motherfucker. Very typical things.
Very typical.
What's
I've
the fastest
questions like 20 times?
What
today, right?
What's the fastest land mammal?
Me.
Wrong.
Cheetah. I don't know.
Cheetah is correct.
Okay.
Hang on one second. You guys, if it doesn't come up on the mic, nobody's going to hear it. So what did you say comes in second? We're going to educate the people.
Ostrich.
Oh, and then I said as far as water goes, it's dolphin. But land is cheetah.
Okay. Do you go to Waffle House?
No.
What is your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant.
Where do you like to eat?
Anywhere that has sushi. I eat a lot of sushi. Or pho.
Or what?
Pho. It's a Vietnamese soup.
We pronounce it pho.
Most Americans call it pho.
Pho. get cultural.
Can you get on the thing and get some Vietnamese people down here?
It is cultural.
It is pho, motherfucker.
Pho.
It's not pho.
She went to Vietnam. She knows.
Were you in the war?
Yes, I won the war. Specifically me.
As if you were in the war.
In the war. Oh, no. No.
When you were 12, who were your heroes?
I don't know. That's a long time ago. I don't remember that far back, man.
What are you, like, 27?
How did he know? That's fucking crazy. Yeah, I'm 27. I just turned 27.
Okay, when you were younger, what do you remember wanting to be?
I always wanted to be a princess. You know, Disney crap.
So...
No, actually.
I'm gonna make sure he's a goth kid.
Who,
when I was a teenager.
Who was your favorite princess?
Princess Aurora.
Okay, why Princess Aurora?
It's because she got to sleep and she was beautiful. I don't know. Pink. I love pink.
I'm tired.
She got to sleep.
Can you sing a few bars of one of your favorite Disney tunes?
No.
Not a chance.
He's trying to get creative here, but I'm just like.
And I'm very successful. No one has asked you the last 7 or 8 questions.
Yeah, actually. No, I don't know about ever, but in like an interview, yeah, probably.
Did you play sports?
No.
She was a cheerleader for a day.
Yeah, I made the cheerleading squad, and then I was like, haha, fuck you. And that was it. I just wanted to prove people that, you know, a goth kid could be a cheerleader.
You were a goth kid growing up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was like super goth, and
so
like,
who are you,
hated me.
Who were you listening to?
Like music-wise?
Yes. No, books. What books were you listening to in audio format?
What teenagers read books?
Lots of teenagers. The true goth kids were in the corner.
That was me. I drew.
Reading.
No, I drew.
Writing shitty poetry.
I was doodling and drawing and painting and brooding and thinking I was the best person in the room, you know.
All right, I'm going to talk to her for a minute. She seems far more interesting.
I'm saying the same thing as her. It's not
nobody can hear you. You keep talking and I...
I'm talking to you, not them.
Oh, look at that. See, she's going to shut you down just as much. We're all right. Friends, man. You don't think we don't get along because...
Are you a fan of professional wrestling?
Yes.
Who do you currently like?
Charlotte.
Huge Charlotte fan.
I love Charlotte. I was going to make a Charlotte costume, actually.
Rick, now we can almost be friends. Rick... was supposed to be here.
Oh, I wanted to meet him so bad.
This is one tiny tear coming down my eye.
I was very sad, but I mean, he's doing better now, so.
Did you talk to Kane?
No, we did find Xavier quite a few times, though.
Right. What about, you see the other guy that was here, Ricky Dragon Steamboat?
We did, yep.
Were you here on Thursday night?
Yep, we were there.
I was here on Thursday night.
Yeah, that was a good show.
I was in the front row with my 8-year-old son. I was next to the hooligans.
Yeah, yeah.
It's our first, so we started coming to wrestling this year. And I was like, Jackson, let's go down to the wrestling show. And at first he wasn't sure because it wasn't like the WWE Superstars.
Yeah, but house shows are good.
It was phenomenal.
It was really.
Like, I honestly really expected, I was like, okay, like, there's no way they're going to, like, connect as well.
Yeah.
Like, on, like, the hits and the moves. And they were phenomenal.
Yeah, oh, they were great. They were great. There's some things I was just sitting there like, wow, very impressive.
Right.
Very impressive stuff. The one guy that got dropped on his head, though, I was like, oh, do you remember that? It was a little bit of a botch move there.
Was it late? Because I didn't stay for the whole thing.
I didn't either. It was like 9 or 10-ish. No, it wasn't quite 10.
So who's your favorite male wrestler?
Male wrestler? Like ever?
Well, sure. We'll start with ever and then we'll move down.
Shawn Michaels is my all-time favorite. But yeah, I like Ziggler right now.
Right. If I told you I met Dolph Ziggler, would you be impressed at all?
A little bit. I like you like 0.5% more.
If I showed you a little Instagram story that he's on, would you be impressed?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. I do like him.
I've met Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like a good dude.
I've got to talk to a few of them. I'm actually a gender fan. He gets a lot of hate, but I like gender.
Yeah, don't hinder the gender, man.
But seriously, don't you think people kind of want to hate him?
But
not...
Like, that's a good thing, though. Like, I love heels. I'm definitely...
No, heels, I don't even mean from that standpoint. I just mean, like, the true wrestling fans. It's, like, it's just easy to hate on them.
His win came out of nowhere there. Like, nobody expected that. And we were just like, wow, you know.
He's the modern-day Maharaja.
Yeah, oh, yes, he is. He is.
Thanks, Kevin. I really appreciate it. Is he related to you?
It's my son, yeah.
I had a good guess that was. How old is he?
He's 16, just turned 16. He's my oldest of three. So. Yeah.
How does that go? Mine are 10, 8, and 3, so I'm not into those teen years yet.
You know, they're good kids. We homeschool, and they do great. They're great. They travel. I also bring one or all three of my kids with me every time I travel. So.
Yeah. Mine are a little on the, how do you say, nuts side?
Well, yeah, but you know, nuts. I mean, he's got a latitude going now, you know, so it's, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you pretty busy on the con circuit, as it were? Do you just do it once in a while?
I do about six a year. I get invited probably about 60 a year. So
that's a lot.
It is a lot. The next year I'm doing Dubai, I'm doing Tokyo. I try to mix it up and go places. I love coming to this one because I got good friends here, and I'm an avid golfer, so I golfed all four mornings I've been here.
Tell me what your local, I'm just briefly looking at your career behind you. What are the courses here that you like to hit?
I do Peachtree, which is an amazing golf course.
Right.
East Lake, I golfed, which brings in the top 30 pros in about 3 weeks.
Oh yeah, I've been down there.
They play for the FedEx Cup, so there's some pretty good courses out here.
Are you a fan of Southern cooking? Do you enjoy the Waffle House?
Yeah, the Waffle House is okay, but I do like Southern cooking. Yeah. Waffle House kind of rushed. My couple experiences there, the Waffle House waffles have been sort of like cardboard, so.
You look relatively fit for, I don't want to guess your age.
Guy, yeah,
well, is that insulting to ask you how old you are?
No, I work out every day. No, I'm 54.
Yeah.
So.
You look like $1 million.
Well, you know, during Hercules, I was in much better shape, but I still work out all the time.
Right. Is that what you're still the most known for, do you think?
It's been interesting. I would say more than half the people coming up now like the movies I've been doing. So I do a lot of faith-based movies and family movies. And
right.
I've shot 54 movies since my second series, Andromeda, finished. So I've done a little bit more than just Hercules and Andromeda.
Right. So you work out a lot. Do you run?
I work out on non-impact exercise machines. I miss running. I've had three knee surgeries. I got a fourth coming up.
Right.
That's what happens when you play football all those years, and all the years of lifting weights and running. I ran for probably a good 25 years, 3 miles every day on asphalt and concrete. Wasn't smart.
Well, yeah, I like the trails myself, but forgive me for not knowing, but you played ball in college?
Yes, played football.
Okay, and who did you play for?
Well, Morehead State. It's a Division III school. So,
right.
It's not a big school.
So they're the Fighting?
We were the Dragons.
Dragons?
Yeah.
How appropriate. Yes. And what position did you play?
I was outside linebacker.
Right?
Yeah.
I played inside linebacker as a small boy, but, I don't think I have the height for it.
Great sport. I love it.
Right. Dude, thanks for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
No,
really appreciate it.
All right, October 27th. Is that still working?
What's that?
October 27th. I have a movie coming out.
Oh, okay. What's the name of it?
It's called Let There Be Light. Good family movie. Check it out. October 27th. Go to letthebelightthemovie.com.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
An airport thingy.
Airport thingy.
So well, let's start with the easy one. Let's tell everybody your name and where you're from.
That's not easy. No.
Okay.
My name is Tassia Tellis. I live in Vancouver, born in Toronto, grew up in Montreal. What else?
And what are you super known for?
I'm super known for playing Echo on CW's The 100.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not familiar with that show, but please don't hold it against me. What? Oh, looks like some. Hello. What if people who haven't seen the show, what is it about?
It's a sci-fi show.
Wait a minute. Wait, you're at DragonCon and it's a sci-fi show? Totally no way. Totally no way.
That's all I'm going to say. it's about 100 delinquents that get sent back down to Earth after a nuclear apocalypse, and they go to test the waters and see if it's survivable back on Earth while all their buddies and parents are still up in space, and they discover a whole bunch of crazy things.
would it be safe to say, and then hilarity ensues?
Hilarity definitely ensues.
Did you grow up a sci-fi person?
I did. I watched Star Trek with my dad.
Next Generation?
Yes,
you
of course.
Slightly younger than me.
I love you.
Oh, wow. So soon.
You redeemed yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not old enough to remember the original, but the original did exist for me for a long time before TNG, bro.
I mean, I watched Buffy. I watched so much sci-fi growing up. I can't even, think of all of them right now. I never actually got into Stargate, oddly, but pretty much everything else, because I grew up in Vancouver, where a lot of the shows are filmed, so it was...
You know where a lot of shows are filmed now?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Where? What am I going to say?
You want the star map? They're all, a lot of them are filmed in Vancouver. We have something like 60 productions there.
But you know what else has a shitload of productions?
What?
Right here. How do you not know this?
I do know that. Someone just told me that yesterday, actually.
All the Marvel movies.
I hadn't previously known that until yesterday.
It's big time. We're like the new Vancouver.
Uh-oh.
Or the new Toronto.
Uh-oh.
Let me ask you something. There are many sci-fi actresses abound.
Yes.
In these various con situations, have you gotten to meet, like, the Erin Greys and the...
Sadly not, because it has been crazy. Like, we just see each other very briefly in passing. Otherwise, we're spending so much time shuttling through the crowds here. There's so many amazing costumes and amazing people, but getting through it to the next destination, it takes so long that I haven't had a time, any opportunities to party with
them. Do people stop you because you're a gorgeous sci-fi star?
More Zach McGowan from Shameless or The 100 or Black Sails. But, yeah, he's a very dear friend of mine. So when we're walking around, people are just grabbing. Most of the ladies, actually, are grabbing onto his muscles.
Like, literally?
Yes, literally.
Okay. who else, just like actress-wise, did you really enjoy growing up? Or?
What's the question?
Like, what actress, like, forget sci-fi, just any genre. What actresses did you like growing up?
Oh, I mean, like, when I was in high school, I fell in love with Angelina Jolie.
As
we all did. And she's kind of been at the top. I love Cate Blanchett now. Growing up, I mean, I can't even remember. I remember loving Topanga from Boy Meets World.
I don't know that show, but okay.
You don't? Oh, come on. Yeah, I'll stay with those three.
And do you have anything else coming up that you want to plug or promote? Or?
Well, right now I'm working on Far Cry. It's a video game, but it's shooting in Montreal and Toronto. And so I'm going to go do that tomorrow, actually.
So that's like a voice thing, or do you actually have to...
Body movement thing.
Right?
So I get to run around with a camera stuck to my head and a bunch of like reflective balls all over me and speak and act in an empty green room.
Can we talk about this exciting necklace you have happening?
Oh, yeah. I stole it from my friend. It's a tiny little gun pendant. This is tiny, right? You'd say this tiny. It's heavy, but it's brass.
For a gun, it's tiny. For a necklace, it's medium. It's small, medium.
Does it make me look tough?
Totally.
Oh, my God.
I almost didn't approach you.
This thing is loaded. You better watch out.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
That's not really what she said.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Can people follow you on the webs?
Absolutely. They can follow me on the webs. It is Tasya Tellis. That's my handle basically on everything. It's spelled TASYATELES.
Are you Israeli?
I'm Ukrainian.
So close. Not even the right continent.
And Brazilian. So not close at all.
So... Tell us that's
Brazilian.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that now.
Ukrainian.
Now I can sort of see that now looking at you.
I need to tan a little bit more. Right. I'm stuck inside.
That person doesn't necessarily look like you. That one in the middle, that's an old photo.
That's when I had my hair blonde.
But looking at you now, you've definitely got the very dark Brazilian features-ish.
What's your background?
Why don't you guess?
Are you Israeli? You are French.
No.
What are you?
My ancestors are from Eastern Europe.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Polish,
Russia.
Everywhere.
Right. We're Jews.
Okay. Traveled.
But those kind of Jews, not the Israeli Jews. All right, well, good talking. Up top.
Hi, babe. My name is Gigi Edgley. I'm from Australia. My big sci-fi work is in Farscape, at playing Chiana for over 5 years.
Maybe this much closer just because you're talking really quietly because you're...
My name is Gigi Edgley, take two. I played Chiana on Farscape for over 5 years. I work with the Jim Henson Creature Shop Challenge as their host. At the moment, I've come to Dragon Con to promote my new music video, which has been amazing, which I'll pop up on my website, which is gigiedgley.com. I've got links to my Facebook and my Twitter on there. I also, this weekend, premiered Hashtag, which is a short film that we're going to take to Sundance, and a beautiful project called Enuati, which is with the Face Off guys, Rashad Santiago, Rick Prince, a couple of the Walking Dead guys, some of the Power Rangers, so it's been really cool.
Yeah. What about Star Trek, which you did not even mention?
Star Trek Continues is a fan-based web series, and it's I shot it last year, and that's with Vic Mignogna, and that's been an amazing journey as well.
Were you born Gigi?
Yes.
I mean, I can hold it. I just wanted to make sure I was.
No, that's all right.
I don't want you to...
It's all good.
Okay. So I'm sorry, you were born a Gigi?
Yes.
Your actual name?
Yes.
Were you a sci-fi fan, like, growing up?
I've always been very much involved with the phantasmagorical, like the Labyrinth and the Dark Crystal, which is why I was super blessed when I got to work with the Jim Henson Company. So that's where my passions were as a kid. But a lot of my other big body of work has been in not sci-fi, been in dramas and Cops and Robbers and Doctors and Nurses and a lot of work in Australia.
Are you on the like equivalent of like all the Law and Orders and whatnot in Australia?
Yes.
What was that called if I wanted to look for it on the web?
Rescue Special Ops, Stingers, Last Train to Frio. There's a bit of a body there. But I've got this really cool showreel that my partner just made up for me, and we just put it on my website. So if people want to check it out, they can.
And which side of the law are you usually on?
Both.
Both? Which do you prefer?
The evil side, of course.
Right, because?
Because you can be evil.
Right. Have you spent much time in our fair city other than just at this hotel?
Nope, just at the hotels. Because Dragon Con, when I get here, I don't want to miss a beat because there's so much going on. I just love it.
Right. There's actually quite a bit of work here, if you weren't aware.
All right, sign me up.
Had you heard that or no?
I've been so intensely focused on my schedule at home that I haven't put my head up in that direction, but I'm up for any role as long as it's a good story to tell.
Can you describe the shirt you're wearing?
It's a pussy taco shirt. It's lots of pussy cats sitting on, well, actually, sorry, this is the pussy pizza shirt. I also have a pussy taco shirt as well because I love cats.
How many cats do you own?
None. My cat just passed away a couple of months ago, but my boyfriend bought it for me for Valentine's Day, and I thought it was horrible, and so then I bought him a shirt which was a cat standing on the moon with a pizza flag, and then he bought me another shirt, so now we try and outdo each other with terrible pussycat shirts.
Are you familiar with the term crazy cat lady?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you embrace that term?
I don't think there's anything crazy about pussycats.
All right. Hey, guys. My name is Tyler Green. I am from Litchfield, Connecticut.
Originally, that's where you reside now.
Oh, no. I'm born and raised there.
In Connecticut.
In Connecticut, yep.
Are you Yankees or Red Sox?
I'm neither. I'm not really a big baseball fan, but I appreciate both of them. And when you're Connecticutan, I guess, it's kind of like, which one are you? You know, people usually give us the pass just because we're in the middle. But I have friends who are, you know, I enjoy both of them, but, you know.
Not a sports guy.
Not really a sports guy, no.
Would you consider yourself a nerd?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, one of the biggest things, I not really much into video games, but I'm for sure into like Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and as of right now, huge Game of Thrones person right now. So.
I unfortunately am not on the Game of Thrones train yet. I know I need to be. I got kids, and we have like a show or two a night we can watch.
That's true. Yeah, Game of Thrones is a little bit too much for the kids, but for me personally, it's the overall look of the show and the amount of makeup that's involved. I think that's what's really kind of turned me on to the show completely.
Well, let's talk about what you are known for.
Yep, so I am a special effects makeup artist. I am responsible and get hired all the time for creating characters, either from conceptualization all the way up to like the actual final look for film, television, or just for photographs and magazines and TV.
And so you were on the program known as Face Off?
Yes, I was a Face Off season 6 finalist and a semifinalist on the All-Star season. Spoiler.
Oh, sorry about that. So when you grew up, were you just like big, like, I'm trying to think who were the people back in the day? You look relatively young, so like, do you go back to like Rick Baker even? You know, I mean, I'm sure you know who he is, but more like the Jim Henson stuff or?
Yeah, well, I am at the young age of 30 at the moment, but.
Do you want to talk to him? You certainly can. Okay.
No problem, but. Jim Henson for me was a huge inspiration, absolutely. The Dark Crystal and the Labyrinth, to me, it was those films that have inspired me to be the artist who I am today, absolutely. So,
And a big Bowie fan?
I am, absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
We're all a little bit sad.
I know. That was a huge loss. But again, I mean, his legacy is going to remain forever. And him as Jareth, the Goblin King, for me, is that's all I see him as. So he'll live forever in that for sure.
You know, for someone that does the creative endeavors and it's actually a job, do you... I don't know. Does it ever get a point where, like, I'm just not feeling it today. I want to just watch TV or curl up in my bed or.
I mean, yeah, sometimes, but like, I'm a natural kind of born like hustler, and just, you know, I have such a good work ethic. I get that from my family, and you know, any downtime that I have to think of something else. So I am constantly on the go. I'm not only a makeup artist; I'm also an entrepreneur and an inventor. So my mind is always going. So any minute extra that I have, I'm always thinking of something else.
Do you, when you lay down at night, do you then wake up and make notes?
Yes. I'm one of those people that make either a mental note or if I have to sketch something out. I've actually woken up in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a really great idea. I have my sketchbook near my nightstand and or my phone. I'll just take notes on that. So it absolutely helps.
Do you use the note app? Are you a fan of like Evernote?
I have the note app on my iPhone that is full of notes, and sometimes I have to go back and delete it. So.
Well, have you heard of Evernote?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so I'm an entrepreneur, okay, and I've messed with pretty much every app in the world. Evernote allows you to make the note, take pictures, do audio, and everything is searchable, including the picture. Meaning if I were to take a picture of this, yeah, and then later on I couldn't remember this guy's number, I would search Floyd and it would find it. I mean, it's phenomenal.
What? I need to get that.
Yeah, I'll show it to you when we're stopped recording. And again, I've been through a lot of various apps, and I'm a huge, huge Evernote fan.
I think I'm going to be a fan now too.
As well you should be. So tell people like where they can find you.
Oh my goodness. Well, you can follow me on all my social media platforms at Tyler Green Effects. TylerGreenEffects.com is where you can check out my classes and things like that.
Teach classes online?
I actually teach classes in my studio in Connecticut. Okay. So
there's no Tyler Green masterclass yet?
Not yet. Maybe definitely in the future. But right now I just moved into my new studio space. So getting my students up and running again has been kind of my full focus right now, and Halloween's around the corner, so it's about to be my busiest season for sure.
Right. Have you paid for any of those master classes?
What's that?
You know those master classes that come through the Facebook feed? Haven't you seen those?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Have you paid for any of them?
No, I haven't. I haven't, no.
Well, part of me thinks it's kind of cool. Part of me is like, is this a weird sellout? I don't know. It's just like, can I really learn to act from Kevin Spacey through my Facebook app?
I don't know. For someone who teaches effects, I mean, if you're not physically there, it's kind of difficult just because you need to touch and feel some of these materials that I'm showing you how to use. And sometimes a YouTube video can be helpful or even a master class, I guess, but you have to physically be there, touch the products, understand how it works, how it feels. Otherwise, you're kind of like just pretending at that point to kind of get the right material to feel how it has to be. So you really have to physically be there.
We're going to get really into it now.
Sure.
Do you feel like, are you one of those people that thinks like everybody can be? Or some people definitely should not. So, like, for example, sixth grade art, I'm like, I can't draw. And the teacher says, it doesn't matter, just try, right? But I feel like in many ways, it's just like I finish and I feel worse because I know it's garbage.
You know, I some people have natural talent. Some people learn. But, like, my family, some of them won't even try, you know what I mean? So it could be, you have to just try it. You never know what you, just because you say, oh, I can't do it, doesn't mean you can. Or can't, I should say. But... I say try something at least once. I mean, there's a couple of things that I think I can't do. I can't ride a dirt bike. I tried it and I could. So I'm like, all right, I guess that's something, but I never thought I could.
Right.
So I just kind of, you don't want to like limit yourself or put yourself out there like, oh, I can't do this because this person's so much better. Just give it a try.
I think that's great. One more thing. Does anybody have told you have sort of a Clark Kent thing happening?
Yeah. Yes, every day. So I just roll with it, especially here at the convention. I like to have my plaid and my glasses and my hair. It's kind of me naturally anyway, but I just kind of roll with it.
All right. We are here in the bowels of the Marriott Marquis. Or where are we? The Hyatt? Where are we?
Marriott Marquis, I think.
Okay. So we'll start with the easy one, which is your name and where you're from.
My name is Al Lowe. I'm from Seattle, Washington, and I'm here for the first time at Dragon Con.
And you are famous for or infamous for?
Well, if for anything, it would be for Leisure Suit Larry.
Right. And so I am 45 years old.
You're
I am
perfect age.
Perfect age. For our younger listeners, explain what Leisure Suit Larry was or is.
It was an educational product that...
not true. We are off to a bad start.
I taught a lot of kids how to use condoms.
Are you being serious?
Well, sure. You had to wear a condom or you died in that game. So,
but you... So honestly, it's just what's the... If somebody asked you, if somebody came up and said, what is Leisure Suit Larry? Like, how would you explain in two sentences or less?
Larry, simple. It's a story of a 39-year-old traveling software salesman who's in Las Vegas for one night and hopes to lose his virginity.
And... I mean, the term groundbreaking would be not an understatement, correct?
Well, I tried
to... I mean, I know you're a humble guy, but...
I tried to do a game that was unlike anything else on the marketplace. And at that time, almost every game was either Save the Galaxy or Swords and Sandals. And I thought, why are there no games that are in the present day time? Why is there nothing about adult themes and adult humor? I mean, comedy is... popular in movies, it's popular in books, it's popular in TV. Why not computer games? And that's the approach I took.
And did you get, because again, if I recall correctly back then, so what are we talking, like 87?
1987, it's our 30th year.
That around that time was also the birth of the, what was it called, the PMRC, or like the hardcore, like, oh, Twisted Sister is bad for you. Like, did you get a lot of flack of like parental...
I was a parent, and so I encouraged my publisher to put a rating on the box. This was before the motion picture companies did this, but we thought it was a good idea to put something on the box that said, not for kids. And that just made it sell all the better.
Of course.
Yeah, and then all the kids wanted to buy it.
Right. I think that's Steven Tyler said that. He's like, thank you so much, because right. All it did was make more kids want to buy our records.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
But what was your background before this? Were you just a game maker, or was this like your first game?
Well, no, it wasn't my first game. I'd been making games for 5 years at that point. I started in 82, which is pretty early these days. I thought at the time I was late, but it worked out all right. I had done about 10 games at that point. It didn't take as long to do a game then as it does now. And for the next 10 years or so, I did a Larry game. Most years, some years, I did other games as well.
Would we know you for any other games?
Well, I created Torrance Passage. I worked on King's Quest, Police Quest. I did music for a number of games. For about a year, I was Walt Disney Software in 1983 or 4. I did Winnie the Pooh and the 100 Acre Woods and Donald Duck's Playground and the Black Cauldron, all for Disney. Right. So I have a repertoire, but primarily people know me for Larry.
Right. And you said this is your first one?
First Dragon Con.
You've done a bunch of other cons?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. I've been all around the world.
Do men approximately my age thank you?
Mostly they're very nice, yes. Yeah, I think there was a big push at that time. Well, I gotta explain, you know, in the mid-80s was a terrible time for the sexual revolution. I mean,
because it was all, hey, you're going to get AIDS.
No shit. Yeah. Oh, well, can I say shit?
You can say shit.
Yeah, he's exactly right. Because, you know, there had been free love and everything was wild. And suddenly it was like, oh, my God, what's going on here? And so when we I was approached to do a version of a game that was with that topic, it suddenly seemed, well, I can't really do that and be serious. I could do that and make fun of it. So that's what I did. I made it into a comedy.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, in many ways, this is like I think, how would I explain it? Like what's it called came out? Like Grand Theft Auto came out? Like,
that's a long time later.
No, I know, but it's sort of like the Grand Theft Auto of the time. Like, here's this thing which is irreverent and funny and not the normal.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's a fair example. So where can people – are you on the social media?
I am. I'm Al Lowe, 6 letters, at Facebook and Twitter, and allowe.com.
Are you on Instagram, sir?
I'm on Instagram. I'm Al Lowe. So, yeah, I'm all around.
Well, that's good. I also – like, I got my name on all platforms, but it's not easy to do.
No, you have to be there early. I missed on eBay. I think I'm Allo 1.
Damn it!
I know. So
what about?
Yeah, I can't even go ahead.
What about Gmail? Yeah. Do you have a Gmail account?
I can go in there.
No, no.
Sure, I'm Allo on Gmail.
I'm not trying to give away your. I was just thinking, like, I don't know, like.
I got Gmail too.
Okay, AOL.
I don't know.
You don't check those anymore.
I never signed on to AOL.
How did you possibly survive that time without?
I was online with CompuServe.
Oh. Tell people what a BBS is.
Yeah, no kidding. Back in the old days. We're talking about Larry. This is 1987. This is 30 years ago. And at that time, I was very active on the CompuServe Gamers Forum. And as far as I know, Leisure Suit Larry was the first game that was ever beta tested. I had read about people beta testing products, but I'd never read about a game beta testing. And so I've been saying that for 30 years, and so far nobody's contradicted me. I think we were the first game that and the way we did it was we went on CompuServe into the Gamers Forum, and we asked if anybody wanted to play a game before it came out, and we got lots of responses. And they actually helped make the game better because they thought of a lot of things to type in that I didn't think of.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I collected all the data from them. Everything they typed wrong, I saved to a floppy disk. They put the floppy disk in an envelope and put a stamp on it and mailed them to me.
I love it.
I know. That's the only thing we had to do. They mailed them to me, and I took all those files and collated them and sorted them and added them to the game.
Well, I appreciate you talking to me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
All right, so tell everybody your name, where you're from.
I'm Marshall Peterson. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
And you've been perched here like yesterday I was here and I saw this happening.
Yeah, so with the exception of Saturday because it got a little too crowded, I've been down here every day since Tuesday, actually. And I just kind of... Normally, I'll just kind of hide off to the corner and kind of interact with the people. And really, it's just people just get, like, ecstatic, especially if they don't know where I'm at. And
Right. I didn't know where you were all weekend, and then I was like, there's the guy.
Yeah. So today, since it's the last day, I kind of don't care anymore. But all weekend, normally, I try to hide. And sometimes I'll hide in plain sight. I have a little shoulder cam on and to kind of capture people's reactions as they see them. And it's the first time I've done it, and we watched some of the footage on Saturday, and it's absolutely hilarious.
So let me set the stage for folks. So we've got I would call one of the more accurate replicas of R2-D2 that I've ever seen. The sounds are absolutely on point, which is, I think, the first thing that you actually notice. So, but let's talk about how much detail... I'll bring my mic over there in a bit. We can get it on there. But how much of, like, the... I don't know, guts, if you will. Like, how replica is it?
So, all the real R2s are made completely different based on what they needed for that scene and so forth. So, like, there's only one R2 that will go from two legs to three legs, and then other ones have more batteries, others have, like, bigger treads and stuff. Mine is really designed for this very instance, conventions, solid, hard floors. Does not do well on carpet. I can drive it on carpet, but... the battery life on carpet's like maybe half an hour.
And so if we were to drop you in the desert...
He ain't going anywhere.
This R2 would not survive. Now, wait a minute. I'm having a very spiritual experience now. The flying spaghetti monster just walked by R2-D2. That was a very Dragon Con moment.
Well, that's why we call Dragon Con Nerdy Girl.
It's a pretty good name.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... bunch of people enjoying their fandoms and everything. And it's such a positive area, and that's why I love driving R2 at Dragon Con, is just to watch people just like their smile.
Lose their shit.
I mean, yeah, they get so excited about seeing R2 that it makes me super excited. It just makes my day.
And why do you think he's such a... Do we assume he's a he?
Yeah, it's a he, I guess.
Is that proven?
I don't know. It's whatever. Everybody refers to him as he.
We won't get into that. But why do you think he is so beloved?
Because he's just such a cool character. He is the hero of all Star Wars, right? I mean, the heroes always look to him to open the doors and fix everything for him. He's the little sidekick buddy that did what his best friend was telling me. Oh, don't get involved. 3PO is like, no, we're not doing this. And R2 is, he is the hero. He's the hero of everyone's hearts, and... It's just, they love him. I love him.
How does one create those sounds? Watch out, Stormtrooper. Should we hide?
They miss everything, so it's okay.
You said that so deadpan. That was awesome. They're pretty bad shots, those Stormtroopers.
Oh, yeah. So, but he's just cool to drive, right? So,
tell me how you do you replicate those sounds, would Lucasfilm sue you for it?
I hope not. And the sounds, believe it or not, are just an old cell phone on a loop with random sound effects, and it works perfect because there's like between a 1 and 3 second delay between each sound effect. A lot of people go through very elaborate, like, this button does this sound effect, this button does this one. And I found more often than not, the crowds get real big. You can't
hear it anyway.
And just like the constant loop actually works more often than not. Sometimes the simplest solution is the best solution.
So you're not making those fire. They just fire randomly.
They fire randomly. And more often than not, they're like the perfect sounds. It's funny, like, I have the uh-oh sound in there, and, like, when people walk up, it'll hit that one, and there's the laughter, and it's just people, because when they hear it, they don't hear any actual words, so people hear what they want to hear.
Right.
So as long as he's constantly making sounds and talking to them, he's saying what they want him to say.
What is that number back there?
I took him to Star Wars Celebration, and he was in the droid races, so I just kind of left it on.
How did he do?
He won one race, and then after that we'll leave that up to the judges, but he didn't do so well after that.
Is there a secret Facebook group of R2 and various droid makers?
If you go to astromech.net, there's like R2 builders and BB-8 builders and stuff on there. So I joined it back when it was called the R2 Builders Club. And it's gone through some different changes and stuff over the years. And, I mean, it was a Yahoo group when I first joined, like, 16, 17 years ago.
Right.
And, well, as we all know, those are long gone. But now there's a forum. If anybody wanted to build an R2, you could go to astromech.net, and there's all the information you could ever need there.
Now, you seem relatively laid-back dude. You made these random phone sounds. I'm guessing there are guys or gals in there that are pretty hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
And upset. They'd immediately point out all the things wrong with your R2 unit.
Yeah, well, you know what, to be honest, they wouldn't point it out wrong. It's different than, like, so, like, I'm in the 501st, and I'm in the Droid Builders, and, like, in the 501st, it's about costume quality.
Right.
With the Astromech Builders, there's different people in there for different reasons, but for the most part, everyone's there to build a droid, so they're less picky about... That's not quite right. That's perfect. Now, there are people in there that want to make the perfect, like, recreation of R2-D2. And then there's people like me that I didn't make everything on my R2, but my goal is just to make as much of it as I can on my own to say, yeah, that's my droid. And that's just a challenge I always had for myself to build it. So, and everybody's always very friendly. They're like, oh, so you did this, you did this. Because no two droids are made the same.
Right. And what about the adorable little tie?
That's the Marriott fabric based on the old crazy carpet pattern over in the Marriott. And it's become kind of a cult. And everybody's doing clothing, so we made R2 a tie. So, I mean,
so it's a tribute to the old Marriott.
Yes. So, I mean, well, if R2's at Dragon Con, I mean, one in Rome. So,
would you have a regular job type life?
Yeah. I'm in real life. I am a mainframe systems programmer. So,
you know, I'm very surprised to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get into robotics at one point, and then I just kind of fell into that because there was a job. So.
Well, I was saying that, you know, many here are in that sort of field. I was sort of joking. Hang on a second. Make sure this isn't my wife getting many a text while we're chatting here. Well, listen, man, do you have a place where people can find you? Do you want them to, like, Instagram or anything?
If they wanted to look me, well, if they go this very day, it won't be there. But in a few weeks, I have a website.
This won't be up for, well, this might be up tomorrow. It might be up this week.
Well, if you go there and it's not there, just go back later, but go to tkbearcrew.com. I had a website up there and it kind of crashed and I just haven't had time to rebuild it. But it's a website for me and my friends that do costumes, and then I have information on how I built my specific R2 on there as well. So,
think she's wondering if you're famous or not.
Oh, some people. Well, you know what? R2's the famous ones.
Right, I know, but she was eyeballing us while we were. Do you have a problem with people, like, sort of touching him?
No. Well, I didn't spend as much money on mine as some people have.
Right.
And also, I kind of built, like, the feet I didn't spend a lot of money on because I knew people would be kind of bumping into them. They'd be breaking. So they're very easy to remake. And I try to, anything I build on it, I try to approach it with a, if it broke, make sure I can fix it. Because when if you're going to take it out in public, it's going to get beat up and stuff. So, and I don't want it sitting in a room. I want everyone to enjoy it with me. So.
All right, well, I'm going to go capture some sounds.
Yeah, go for it. I can bring them over here, too. If you.
Oh, yeah, bring them right over here. This is exciting. And then people are going to...
People get their pictures.
Oh. Did you go to a bunch of cons?
I've gone to lots of cons. This year, I haven't gone to as many. But, yeah, I was at Wizard World Columbus this year and this con, so...
All right, hurry up before other people come up. Yeah. Hurry up. Zip it over. What's top speed?
Probably about 5 miles an hour, 6 miles an hour.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. I don't think the pictures are going to stop.
They come and go in waves.
Right. All right. Here we go. Nope. Have to go up. All right, I'm going to go over there. Good to see you, dude.
Yeah.
All right, we're now approaching the droid. All right, what else do you have to say? And there you go. There we have it. Part 2 of the Dragon Con 2017. Hope you enjoyed it. Big shout out once again to my main man, Rick, a.k.a. Get a Hold of Frick on Instagram. He wrangled guests for me. It's very difficult to do. You have the microphone, and you're talking to people, and you, oh, go get that guy, go get that guy. Or keep that person nearby. He did a great job as my assistant for the day. It was very exciting. So when you hear me talking to him off camera, or even I think I yelled at him off camera last episode, that's Rick. Thank you so, so much, Rick. Next year, we should definitely do it again. And again, stay tuned to hear about how Creative Loafing will be bringing you this very show with bigger names, double the size, double the fun, double the treats. And that's it. Love you, miss you, mean it. I have got to run.